Unpaid labor is a big problem in the arts. Artists, writers, and a host of other creative professionals spend their early years working for free in order to hack into the industry. This phase is often treated as a rite of passage, but now, unpaid work persists well beyond these fledgling years. Artists and writers continue to be asked by institutions and nonprofit organizations for their work in exchange for exposure. In 2011, the Huffington Post caught some heat for their no-pay policy for their bloggers. While the writers agreed to this policy, what the Huffington Post offered instead of compensation was a wide audience and a chance to influence national and international conversations. This no-pay model is frighteningly common, and one that even I participate in as a community commentator for KMUW. But should exposure be considered payment? Is that compensation? And the bigger question, is this a sustainable model? The New York-based activist group, Working Artists and the Greater Economy, or WAGE, formed in 2008 to directly address these issues. In their manifesto, they take a clear stand that, quote, "The promise of exposure is a liability in a system that denies the value of our labor," end quote. WAGE recently created a voluntary certification program for organizations and developed a minimum fee calculator based on an organization's total annual operating expenses. Their mission to establish sustainable labor practices between artists and institutions is one I fully support. We need to put an end to this demoralizing practice before all of our creative professionals die of exposure. For KMUW, I'm Lindsay Herkimer-DeVries.